Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Amy again. I haven't been on this show in years. I think it's been about 2 years ago. It's been a while. But anyways, I just wanted to say hello, whoever's listening out there. And I've just been working, not making enough money. I need to make more money. That's mainly what's been on my mind, is I need to make more money. I do reservations. I don't think they pay me enough for what I do. I've booked like over $800,000 in condos for the year. But my pay does not, it's not where it should be. Not at all. So, and then I know somebody that is blowing up in real estate. Like, he started his own company and, you know, started small, and now he's just blowing up. He's blowing up in our area. He's expanding. He gives his agents 100% commission. And, you know, if you just sell one house that, you know, you can make one check, like $100,000 or more, easy, you know, if you get lucky and sell really good property. Then I'd have to go to real estate school, and you need money for that. And I had actually seen him a couple of years ago in this other job that I was looking at that was much, much worse. And he had told me he would pay for half. And, you know, at the time, I didn't even have that. And now, it still would be extremely hard to come up with. So, you know. And then there's a huge hurricane, Hurricane Matthew, which is extremely scary. They took a picture of it, and it looked like a human skull at one point. I think that's when it was going over Haiti, and now it's going over the Bahamas, and so that's really something right there. And, you know, now I work doing reservations, and, you know, people are having to change their vacation plans and come up to our area because they're trying to run away from the hurricane. So, anyways, so that's pretty much catching up right there. All I've been doing is working, and the kind of work I do is a lot of talking. So, you know, I don't talk that much anymore because of my job that I talk so much. And so it's very mentally exhausting. Even though it's a very good job, they don't pay us enough. You know, the commission is not enough. And, you know, like when you hit the million, they give you a $100 bill as a bonus. And then, you know, you get a set amount of commission, like according to how much you book. And some people have done pretty good, okay. I mean, better than me. Like for 2 weeks, they'd have a $3,000 check, but that only might happen once during the whole entire year. So to me, that's not that great. I would like to make minimum $5,000 a month. That I could be comfortable on, you know. And that's not that rich. I think that's like middle class. Middle class, is that about? And then I'd be a lot more comfortable than stressing, you know. And then you know, like everybody's coming to our area. Everybody's moving here, covering our area, and everybody's moving here. And then everybody's vacationing here. And then the house rent is going up and house prices are going up. And because, you know, it's kind of a small town, but it's got the, some of it's got the feels of a big city. So you can get the feels of a big city, but it's not a big city. And then you have the beautiful ocean, crystal blue water, and sharks and jellyfish. So, and there are some really nice areas that sometimes the beaches can get pretty crowded. But in my area, it didn't get too bad. It didn't get too bad over the summer. I mean, it was crowded, but it wasn't, like, overflowing. And anyways, so I've just been working. Been working, and that's pretty much it. When I'm off, I haven't even been to the beach, hardly at all, because it's been super hot. I had gotten really, really sick, and then what I had, you know, I was just get out in the sun, and I'm still healing from it. And I missed, like, 2 weeks of work, and I was so sick. And so, you know, that's kind of a bummer. Other than that, you know, everything's good. But yeah, money has definitely been on my mind, you know. I just want to make more money because I'm tired of not making enough. I moved up to where I used to be as far as money-wise, but it's still not enough. It's definitely not enough. And so... And then, when, you know, when I'm booking properties, they want to, they always want the deal, you know. So, and that cuts down on my money when they always want the deal. Like, you can't book them just for rack rate. You know, they're always asking for the deal. But I'm really into betta fish. My daughter left her fish here, and I've gotten attached to this stupid fish. But I got it a bigger tank. The tank's still not big enough. I put it on 2.5 gallons. But really, it should be at least 5 gallons. And it was in less than a gallon, poor thing. And I've gotten it these merino moss algae from Japan. It's really cool. And got that for the bowl, and it helps the water stay clear and absorbs toxins, stuff like that. And then I ordered a almond leaves from Thailand that you just put in the bowl, and that's coming. And then I'm going to get him a live plant, and that's pretty much it, in a bigger bowl. But it's kind of stressful because I'm always like, oh, I hope he's not dead this morning. I don't know. And then I'm going to have to get him a water pump if he goes into a bigger bowl. And then they have a filter. And it has to be a low-flow water pump because bettas don't like a lot of water moving around. And so they're taking care of the fish. So, I talk about pretty obsessed with this fish, calling Mr. Fish. I'm pretty obsessed with him. And he doesn't have one of those big fluffy tails like betta fish is supposed to have, but I don't know why. I'm thinking it could be a female. The females aren't as pretty as the males, I'm thinking. But I don't know. And so that's just pretty much everything I've been doing, but I really do need to get to the beach because we're probably going to get rain from this hurricane on my day off, which is Friday. And I really need to try to go tomorrow to get some vitamin D. It's definitely been 15 minutes. I don't know, it's been 12 minutes. And I don't know if you have Hulu, but OJ, Made in America, is really, really good. It's tragic, but it's good. But anyways, it was good catching up. Have a good day. And make that money. I mean, money's not everything, but you need money to buy food and to pay your bills and to have a little extra so you can have a little bit of fun, you know. Enjoy the people in your life. Whoever is in your life, enjoy them. Be nice to them. No abuse. Don't abuse them. Don't yell. Just have a peaceful life. Get a betta fish. They're so cool. Goodbye. Later. Longest broadcast in history.